Chapter 18. The Facility. Creeping along single file, the animals descended into the earth. "It's so dark," whispered Cora. Tobin could not help but agree. The tunnel was narrow, and the damp walls were cold and rough. He followed behind the bats, who led the way through the winding underground maze. After a series of tight corners, the cave suddenly expanded. The walls turned from dark dirt to glossy white stone that glowed with a strange blue light. "I've never seen anything like this," said Dawn. "Much too bright in this joint for us," said a bat, shielding his face with one wing. "Couldn't sleep a wink down here," said another. "It's beautiful," said Cora. The animals continued on in silence, captivated by the ghostly light and long shadows. They began to lose sense of time. Was it still night? Was it morning? With no view of the sky, there was no way to tell. Suddenly, Dawn drew to a halt. "Shh," she drew a paw to her lips. "I hear something." Treading softly, the pack approached a bend in the path. The light grew brighter as they rounded the curve. Cora gasped. Tobin gulped. Even the coyotes held their breath. The cave opened up into a great vaulted chamber with a huge marble floor. It was a flat, oblong surface that stretched from wall to wall and shone as though it were polished. Across its center was painted a vertical red line. Waterfalls fed pools at both ends of the room. The churning water, which must have carved this natural cavern over thousands of years, glowed with sapphire light. "The water's the source of the glow," whispered Ciro. Dawn crept to the edge of the precipice and peered down. "Looks like sea sparkle," she said. "Sea sparkle?" Cora tilted her head. Her eyes flickered with blue. "It's a tiny creature that lives in the ocean. It shimmers with the motion of the waves. I've seen it before, but only a few specks." The fox paused and turned back toward the glow. "Never so many. Never like this." Ciro edged his way round the bats to stand next to Dawn. For a moment, they sat side by side and marveled at the beauty of the cave. But suddenly, a throaty bellow filled the room.
"Don't you dare argue with me," said the booming voice. "Do it now!"
Cora shuddered and nestled next to Tobin. Dawn's eyes flicked on end.
Yes, of course, a second voice floated through the air. "Okay, then."
This one was thin and nasal and very familiar. "Jerry," whispered Tobin. Ajax clawed the white marble ground.
"Let's go," he hissed. "I'll teach that jerboa not to lie to a coyote."
Ciro placed a paw on his friend's back.
"Hold on now," he said. "We can't afford to be careless."
"Yes, we need a plan," agreed Dawn. The fox looked over the room, taking in the height of the ceilings, the placement of the waterfalls. They were standing on an upper ledge that encircled the entire chamber. Closer to the ground was a tunnel leading deeper into the cave system. The voices sounded like they were echoing from below. That tunnel would be a great place to start looking. Dawn turned toward the group. "Bats," she said. "You four keep watch. Remain undetected at all costs. That means no joking around." "Swore," they stood in line and saluted, their backs straight as sticks. Then, flapping their wings, they flew to the corners of the chamber. Gripping the stone with their feet, they dropped and hung upside down. "Good," said Dawn. "The rest of us will go on."
"And find Jerry," said Tobin.
"Yes," agreed Dawn. "He holds the answers. It is time we go get them." With a whoosh of her tail, the fox turned and led the way down toward the glowing floor of the cave.